Last week, I mean, last week it seemed like they were looking around a little bit.
Well, the first game we was physical with them boys. We was physical with them, and the whole week, you know, we was talking about being physical with them. The whole week we was talking about that. So every time we had a chance to get our hands on, we definitely took advantage of it. And every time I had a chance to hit somebody, I was trying to take the head off, so they knew that.
So how different is this team since that first meeting?
I just say everybody is completely healthy. I mean, from the first game we played them to the second game we played them, we didn't have a healthy Tuck. We didn't have Osi. We didn't have Kenny Phillips. He went out in the first half, you know. So we had all our guys on deck, and coach just got back to say, I'm calling my game. Y'all going to have to buy in and adjust to whatever you need to adjust to, but I'm calling my game, and everybody bought into it.
How does a sloppy field affect you guys going into this game?
A who?
Sloppy field, if it's going to be rainy and sloppy out there.
It don't affect us at all.
Okay.
You know, we defense, so our mentality is to attack. If it's run, if it's pass, it don't affect us at all. It affect the offense more.
Okay. Their safety last week, Whitner, put a real hit on Pierre Thomas. And, you know, he set a tone. Thomas also sent out of the game. Do you take notice of that and, you know, you think your defense can set a tone?
Oh, we're going to set one. We have no choice. We have no choice. We know they got a hard-nosed defense, but we know they also got a physical offense that like to run the ball and just play smash mouth football. So we're going to have to go out there and set a tone.
How much harder has it become covering tight ends these days with the tight ends being so much quicker?
You ask my coach. It ain't so much harder. It's not harder than me. That's what I've been doing my whole career, so that's what I like to do. I like to match up against the best ones out there. Sometimes I be messed up on slot receivers, so it's not hard. You just got to make sure you go out there, practice hard during the week, and when it's time for the game, you make sure you go out there and execute.
What makes Vernon Davis so tough?
He's a powerful tight end that got good speed, you know, and that can run good routes. So when you have that instead of just a little slug tight end that like the blocks but catch a ball here and there, you have, you know, an average tight end, but with him, you know, you have more of a receiver slash tight end that can catch the ball but also throw his body in there because he got a nice size to go out there and block a DN or block a linebacker.